What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, April 17th, 2020. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. And we've got a lot to talk about. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions here. So let's get right on into it. Well, last night, Donald Trump unveiled his plan to reopen the states in phases, and he basically backed off this idea that he's got the authority to dictate to the states, and he's going to say it's up to the cities and the governors of the states to figure this out here. But it's a three-phase plan. Phase one includes much of the current lockdown measures, such as avoiding non-essential travel and not gathering in groups. But it says large venues like restaurants, places of worship, and sports venues can operate under strict physical distancing protocols. Now, they're going to wait 2 weeks, 14 days, and if there is no evidence of a resurgence of COVID-19, phase two allows non-essential travel to resume. The guidance says schools can reopen, bars can operate with diminished standing room occupancy. Then they're going to wait another 14 days, and if there is no resurgence of COVID-19, phase three will allow public interactions with physical distancing and the unrestricted staffing of work sites. Visits to care homes and hospitals will resume, and bars can resume their normal standing room capacity. So that's basically the plan. And some of the states are moving forward with phase one right now. Like I said, here in Indiana, we're scheduled next Monday. You know, just next Monday. Wow. Things start going back to normal. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call now from Jim in New York. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. You know, I figured it out. This budget bill, the $2.2 trillion budget bill.
Yes.
If you divide that by 330 million Americans, it comes to $6,600 per every man, woman, and child in America. So we're getting a $1,200 check, which is nice. But we should be, if it went directly to the people, every person should be getting about $6,600. What do you think?
Well, it would be nice if that would happen, but unfortunately, most of that money is, in fact, going to large businesses and banks and, you know, ordinary people. The attitude seems to be, you know, they don't really need it anyway. In fact, Mnuchin is in trouble for coming out with this bizarre comment that the $1,200 check will last most Americans for 10 days. I'm sorry, for 10 weeks, rather. And, I mean, that's dumb. That's $120 a week. Who can live on that?
Yes, but if you gave it directly to the people, every person would get $660 if it was for the people and by the people. So I don't know why the government just didn't send everyone a $6,000 check for a family of three. It would be like $20,000. You know, at some point, this has to be inflationary. I'm shocked that they've kept the lid on inflation for so long. I've been worried about it for 10 years, and yet there's been some inflation. But this, at some point, really, the inflation has to kick in. What do you think?
Yeah, there's no question when you have that much money being put into circulation all at once, the inflationary pressures are going to be very, very high. What it's going to take to keep the inflation from running out of control is a cash sink, and that means rising prices.
Yes. One more thought I had. You know, now Fox News has came out and said, oh, you know, China's behind the virus. You know, and I think, is this the same Fox News that told us Saddam has WMDs.
Yes.
Same Fox News that said Assad gassed his own people twice, or Saddam had got uranium from Niger. That Fox News. I can't believe people are still believing in, you know, in this day and age what the television tells them. Now, I don't know what happened and where this virus has started, but all I know is we're supposed to believe these people. Fox. I mean, please. I mean, where were they? Where have people been the last since 9/11? They forgot all that? They forgot about, you know, 19 Arabs did 9/11 with box cutters? So it just amazes me how people are all of a sudden supposed to believe everything the government says. It's like 9/11 because people are afraid of this coronavirus, and they should be. But it's cut off all critical thinking. What do you think?
I don't know how many people are believing what they see on the corporate media. I think they watch the corporate media because they don't really have any other sources of information. But I think I'm seeing a healthy dose of skepticism among people around here, at least. And they're watching it to basically find out what is the government lying about today.
Yes. Well, it's a shame we don't have a government that we can trust. But on that note, you have a great weekend, Mike, and take care.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And getting on back to the news here, Ilhan Omar, of course, is running for re-election. And apparently she's getting ready to pay her new husband's consulting company double what they paid last year. And it's led some commenters to point out that her campaign chest is looking more like a dowry. Anyway. All right. China has responded to claims by the United States that it is engaging in nuclear tests. And it says it's absolutely groundless. This came out here just a couple of days ago where the U.S. said that China was testing nuclear weapons in defiance of the ban. China's saying, no, we're not. And it does seem to be part of this continuing bash China, bash China, bash China that we've seen in the corporate media over the last several days. And again, what I think is going on here is there's a lot of anger building up in the American people over this whole, you know, stay-at-home orders, social distancing, wear a mask, and basically authoritarian, abusive treatment by the government. Supposedly for our own good, but a lot of people are saying, no, the numbers don't justify this kind of behavior. You know, we didn't shut the entire country down for the When Pigs Fly flu in 2009, as bad as that one was supposed to have been. And of course, people are remembering in 2009 all the hype about how terrible it was going to be, and it turned out, no, it wasn't. And the same thing is happening again. The numbers aren't there. They just tore down that Army Emergency Hospital in Seattle, never saw a patient. They're getting ready to take those two Navy ships back to their home ports. One of them saw only 20 patients. All these hospitals that have been emptied out of elective surgeries and elective operations, treatments and consultations, they're having to let staff go. This flood of coronavirus patients that was supposed to completely swamp the system never happened. And so I think a lot of people are looking at this and saying, yeah, we're very angry. And I think all of this bash China, you know, is an attempt to deflect that anger away from the government and toward a convenient enemy. All right, we're going to take another phone call. This one's from Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I mean, this virus whole issue has been with us for a while. And I mean, for the last 5 or 6 weeks, anybody who's kind of had their head in the game knows it was a bioweapon. I mean, you've been calling it a bioweapon. So
it's a very inefficient one.
Yeah, I think the last caller, Jim, I agree with a lot of what he says, but I didn't have to wait for Fox News to tell me that it was a Chinese creation that came out of the weapons lab in China. And I mean, I think most people, most of your callers in particular, have known for a while. I just was wondering what took them so long, you know, and I wish they would have announced that it was a bioweapon sooner. Now, a lot of your callers and people call in. I've been very critical, and I'm very angry with China about this coronavirus for a lot of reasons. And it just seems like, I'm sorry to all the people out there that want to blame America for everything, but it appears that it came out of China, okay, in the Wuhan weapons lab. It appears, and then they didn't tell the world for 7 days, and meanwhile they shut transportation down between their cities, but let all kinds of Chinese from Wuhan fly into Italy and everywhere else. So the Chinese have a lot to answer for. And just because...
Well, wait a minute, Joe. First of all, let's clarify a few things. The BSL-4 lab in Wuhan is a virology center, okay? And they may be doing weapons research there, they may not, but they also do legitimate virus research, and apparently they were paid $3.7 million by the United States to research bat coronaviruses for some purpose. Now, if COVID-19 was a biological weapon, it's not a very good one, is it? It's not infecting a lot of people. It's not killing a lot of people. If anything, you know, it's suitable for, like, annoying an enemy at best. So as a biological weapon, that's why when this first thing started happening, I said it was possibly a biological weapon that was in development, because it certainly wasn't ready to go when it escaped from the lab. But we have to go back and look at who was funding this research. And it turns out that was within the United States itself. So China was, like anything else. If you want go over to China and you want an iPhone, they'll make the iPhone for you. You go over to China and say, explore these viruses for us. They'll explore the viruses for you. It was a business arrangement. But we have to go back and look at the motives of the people who funded this.
Well, they disabled an aircraft carrier with this virus, so it must be pretty good for a bioweapon. But
actually, the Navy disabled the aircraft carrier by ignoring Captain Crozier's concerns.
No, but I mean, it's effective in that it's causing people to die, and even young sailors, and it's causing, the shutdown of our entire pretty much economy that we're going to have repercussions for a long time. I mean, yes?
Joe, if the Navy had listened to Captain Crozier at the very start, that whole shutdown of the Roosevelt could have been avoided.
No, if the Navy would have not allowed Captain Crozier to take his ship into Vietnam, it probably wouldn't have had the outbreak to begin with. But that's I disagree. I think Captain Crozier was grandstanding, and it had already been all over his ship before the Navy could do this. Other carriers that have it now, as a matter of fact, the Nimitz has got it also, and I don't think they did a port call in Vietnam. But, this coronavirus, I think they should kind of change the name of it, because it's really a cosmopolitan virus. It's really having an effect. And this is what I find interesting, because I'm hearing from all these lefties like Alec Baldwin about how it's good for the environment. And I'm seeing Mayor Bill de Blasio say he's going to keep New York shut until July or August. And I'm just curious when the lefties, the hipsters, are going to get fed up with their own leadership in destroying their way of life. I mean, could you imagine living in New York now and being told you're going to go to August now because of a strong, because of this coronavirus, and then having other ones brag about how it's good for the environment? Meanwhile, your life is ruined. You're sitting there without a job with a city where you can't even go out and have a cup of coffee or go to a bar or do, if I was younger, I'd be infuriated. But, it's just kind of the way it's affecting, I think, cosmopolitan people more than it is rural people. And I think if you go to the theater and go out to restaurants, stuff that I very rarely do, but to people that live that kind of lifestyle, a social lifestyle, it's really tough. It's a tough one. And I'm just wondering, when they're going to start, getting upset about it. And I look at it, what I would be upset as is two things. One, I think that they're shutting down everything, and just instead of being a focus shutdown and having people in nursing homes obviously be careful, and having people, that are susceptible, but to, and maybe shut the schools down. But to shut everything down It's just overkill, and it's going to destroy our economy. And if that's what all the lefty, and in a way, I think it's Trump's playing it right, and that let these governors and mayors shut their, you know, their states down, and people will say, do I like it or not? Now maybe it'll work where, you know, they'll flatten the curve and less people will die. But I don't agree with that. We had a caller yesterday. He compared Sweden with Czechoslovakia and the death rate. You can't compare the two. I mean, Sweden's got Malmo, and it's got all those Arabs down there and Muslims, and they're living 10 to a room in these apartments. I don't know enough about the demographics of Czechoslovakia or the age, you know, the average age of the Czechoslovakian population to compare it with Sweden. You know, and the weather, there's a lot of other issues involved. I think the herd mentality is the best. I think you protect the old people, but you're gonna, because all they're doing is delaying it. The delay, yeah, you lower the curve, but you extend the time that you have to stay locked down. So
yes.
This, how long can we keep this country shut down? I mean, you can't. It's gonna be the effects of keeping this country shut down are just, they're gonna be exponential as the time goes on. It's gonna magnify the problem. And I think you're right. We've had a long bit of a spring break, but it's time to open the country back up. And especially in particular, you know, I mean, I can see in areas, maybe New York stay another couple weeks or whatever, but even New Yorkers got it. You know, New York's a great city, and it's going to be destroyed by this. You can't keep New York closed till August. It's crazy.
No, you're going to have protests. I mean, we're already seeing protests start all across the country. You know, in various state capitals where people are just tired of being kept in their homes and told to stay away from each other and the rest of it. People are getting very restive right now.
Yeah, and I hope when all is said and done with this, the blame really goes on globalism and internationalism. And you know, I just hope people start looking with more of a jaundiced eye towards, you know, if this whole, you know, wide open, you know, global world that we live in. I hope a lot of people start deciding to bring their businesses back to America. And I saw Trump honored truckers yesterday, and I thought that was a nice thing to do because truckers are the backbone of the nation right now.
And yes,
I just think that it's nice to see like blue collar people, you know, given honor, because they're never, it's very rare that they are, you know, they always honor these demented celebrities and all these other people. And the guys that really are the heroes in this country, they get the short shift, you know? So I was really happy to see that. But
yeah, me too.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, I'm not really anti-China. I kind of had a lot of good relationships with Chinese people in my, you know, my travels and all that. But at the same time, we have to hold them responsible, you know, and let's say for now we should really just have thorough investigations into everything. I won't condemn them. I won't expect to bomb them yet. But I want everything thoroughly really investigated, not like a 9/11 type investigation, but a real investigation. And
I would
and
like
then hold people account.
Too. I want an investigation into just who signed that $3.7 million check to the Wuhan
Absolutely.
Lab and exactly what they were expecting for that money, because that's really where the responsibility for this lies.
Yeah, and Bill Gates and all this. We have a whole establishment of a depopulation agenda, people, at the highest levels of our country in every different aspect of in the university system, in the media, you know, in high tech. And I think it's time to really start going after these people because and find out the connections, you know, because it's all interwoven. The Rockefeller Foundation, Bill Gates. Bill Gates goes back to Watson and IBM, and they're tie-in with Hitler. And I mean, it really is an ugly thread to start pulling, but it's something that we really should look into.
Okay, well, Joe, we're going to have to let you go.
Thank you.
We got to take a break for commercials. But again, ultimately, it's who signed that $3.7 million check and what did they expect for the money? That is who's really to blame for all of this. We need to take a break. We'll be right back.
He Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And welcome back to our show here. And a reminder that Republic Broadcasting is in the middle of a fundraising drive. And the front site training promotion is back on again for a one-time $500 donation to Republic Broadcasting. You will get a lifetime commander membership to learn how to use firearms effectively, and it's a really, really good deal. Meanwhile, if you can't afford that and you'd still like to help on out, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. We're going to go back to the phones now to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I got a... Joe, come on. You're not going to bomb anybody over in China, okay? I mean, let's be realistic about this, okay? And second of all, that was that whole statement is bogus, that they didn't tell us. That came right out of the White House. Because remember when Trump says, well, they didn't tell us for a couple days or this or that? Well, there's reports now they knew about this in November. Not only from the National Security Council memo, right, that they knew about this in November,
But Mike, remember I told you that there was those in Italy, they had the pneumonia cases? And now that in Israel, did you see that report from Israel, from the news, that they knew about this in November?
Trump and they were informed by U.S. intelligence.
Exactly. So this whole they didn't tell us from 7 days is bogus. That's a bogus crap that's been put out there. And Mike, you know, I don't listen to Rush Limbaugh. I was on the way home, and I had him on yesterday. And he, with you said it, with Tom Cotton, the extremist in our, you know, the well, I hate to say extreme right wing, but that pushing that whole, they did, you know, they did it on purpose. But did you hear Rush Limbaugh say that? Like, you know,
yeah.
You heard Tom Cotton say
well,
that.
I don't listen to Rush Limbaugh anymore, but yeah, there's a lot of people out there saying this was a deliberate attack. Well, if it was, it was a really failed one.
But to ruin their own economy, though? So they're going to not only ruin their own economy, but ruin all the business opportunities they're doing with the rest of the world. Like, who? I want to ask Joe. Who? Joe, China's got 85% of the manufacturing in the world. They're on top, okay? Who benefits from this? China don't, which means they wouldn't release a bioweapon that destroys their business opportunities. I'm sorry, but that's just not going to happen. And then Mike, I don't know if I'm not a big fan of Michael Savage, but he came out. He was getting on Twitter and stuff, people saying, "Oh, because he says why would they do that? Why would Xi Jinping ruin his own economy?" And then people are going up against him, the diehard Trump people, unfortunately, saying, "You know, what are you bought off by the Chinese?" Yeah, I see. You know what I see, Mike? I see just a fracturing of people. There's no common sense. If you just think about it, why would China ruin their own economy?
Absolutely.
You know, they just wouldn't. And, Mike, I don't know if you saw this. There's another report saying it might have not came from in Wuhan. It might have came from further south in China. So there's a lot of, you know, Mike, you know, do you notice you see a lot of, there's a lot of doctors on TV, Fox News, they got their doctors. Everybody else got their doctors. You see it on YouTube, too, right? I got my virologist.
Yes.
You got your virologist. You know, they're all getting paid to go on TV and say maybe what that certain groups want to hear. You know, who's right and who's wrong, you know? But, Joe, you're wrong to say, well, let's just bomb China or this or that. But, I mean, I'm sorry, dude, but, come on. And on global travel, dude, how did the Spanish flu start? You know, did they have globalism back then? You know, I mean, you always had global travel in some form, right? Like, you either had it through the boating, right? Like, ships going, you know, back and forth or this or that, spreading diseases and stuff. So that's always been here. That's not really about globalism, bringing a virus. You know, now it could be worse because between, you know, 24 and 48 hours, you can move it around the world quicker. But there's always been a global travel, per se, East Indian bringing spices back and forth, right? You can bring viruses
East
that
India
way.
East India Company.
Yeah. So, I mean, just...
Well, don't forget, in 1918, you know, they were just wrapping up World War One, and... The so-called Spanish flu, it was misnamed. I mean, they blamed Spain for it. Spain had nothing to do with it. It emerged at a U.S. military base. And soldiers who were being rotated in and out of other bases around the world carried it around the world. And that's why it became a global pandemic.
And it's probably worse now because we weren't really an empire back then, right? We probably had empire ambitions, but... Now we're an empire, so we can spread that worse now than then. You know, it's just, I don't know, people need to relax, you know, not bombing anybody. And, you know, I know you got other callers, Mike. I don't want to hang on, but I have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to take another break for commercials. Back with more calls after these two words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every...
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go right back to the telephones here, starting with Ron in the Bronx. Hello, Ron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. Good to hear you and good to see you back, man. Really appreciate seeing you. Somebody has to remind Joe that, you know, China's not Iraq. They'll bomb us back. Or, you know, I mean, if he really wants to get down to it, though, we just surrendered to goat herders in Afghanistan. So, well, what would happen if you bomb a formidable military such as China? I mean, it's just completely ridiculous. Yeah, I just wanted to say that. Justin kind of stole my thunder on that one. But also, I'd like to touch on Corona here in New York City. It's very real. Like, I hear some people calling in thinking it's a hoax. It's very real. I mean, I know people that are infected. I know people that died. So it's very real over here, you know? Just wanted to make those points. Also, my buddy Mark, I know he's listening. I want to give a shout out to him. He has a pretty good YouTube channel. He uploads a lot of videos. He got some pretty good stuff on there.
Okay. Do you have the name of the channel?
Oh, what's Mark's channel? I think if you just look up, no, I don't have Mark's name on the channel.
Oh, okay.
I would have to figure it out. It's just Mark Scheer.
Okay, well, people can look for it there. Do you have anything else for us, Ron?
No, that's it, Mike. Good to have you back. Thanks. Got a great show. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Paul in New Jersey. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Michael. You know, I think Senator Tom Cotton and Congressman Dan Crenshaw should go back to their political drawing boards, because the fact of the matter is, it's a really silly and dumb idea to try to pass legislation that will allow Americans to sue China for the damages because of coronavirus, for many reasons, primarily because it sets a bad precedent. And what happens, Michael, if it turns out, after much research from independent researchers and scientists, that it came out of Fort Detrick, right? Who's going to be held liable then? So if then the world will want compensation from Americans and expect every American to pay if it came from the United States. Now, what happens if... go ahead.
Well, I mean, it sets a dangerous precedent, because you could have Iraq sue the United States for all the damage caused during the war. You could have Syria suing the United States. You could have Afghanistan suing the United States, suing the American people for all that's happened, especially because all of these wars were based on lies. You know, in any event, it's probably not going to be enforceable. And the example I would like to use are all these court decisions in the U.S. courts that said Iran was responsible for 9/11 terror, and they were going to seize Iranian assets. But so far, no foreign governments have cooperated with that.
Right. Now, what happens if something leaks out of one of the American-sponsored biolabs that are in Ukraine and Georgia, and infects those people and starts some new disease in those regions? Are we Americans going to stand right up and demand to pay reparations to those nations for hosting our bio research labs?
Probably not.
Yeah, and why just blame China for even the coronavirus? We can sue the airlines that brought it here. Or why not sue the president that dawdled and did nothing or in attempting to force a quarantine? Why not sue them, right? If China is to blame for coronavirus, Mike, then can we sue Africa for AIDS? Can we sue Africans for Ebola? Can we sue the descendants of slave traders because their ancestors brought over slaves spreading malaria? Will the Indians sue the white men for smallpox and the ravages of the diseases we brought over, like cholera? Can the British sue the Indians for cholera because it originated in India, right?
Yes.
Can we sue Mexico for Chagas disease? That's a relatively newly introduced disease. Came from Central America through migrants. Can we sue Central Americans for that? And if we can sue China for coronavirus, can I sue China for the invasive species we imported? I mean, not only did they send coronavirus here and didn't warn us about us, they sent stink bugs. Can I sue the shipping companies for the stink bugs I have to fight from getting into my house every year now that they're have been totally naturalized in the United States? And so these guys got to rethink what they're talking about, let alone that we should bomb,
a nuclear power.
Yeah, right, the Wuhan markets, biolabs, because remember, I'm sure the Russians would love to bomb those American-sponsored biolabs in Ukraine and Georgia. So if we bomb those biolabs in Wuhan, that sets the establishment. I mean, that establishes a precedent, and that's why this, you just can't go there. It's just ridiculous.
No.
Yeah. And so, you know, and by the way, on the way out, I just want to say one thing. You know, Michael Savage through Drudge today, there was an interview, and it's nice to know that Michael Savage is more in our camp concerning the coronavirus.
Yes.
He thinks it's very serious. Yeah, but his wife said she's very disgusted and ashamed, and I'm using that word ashamed again, like I did yesterday, that she's ashamed with the what's going on with the conservative movement, because of so many of the denialists in the conservative movement who are, you know, poo-pooing this whole thing. And as, like, you know, Rush Limbaugh saying it's nothing more than a type of cold and it's not a big deal. You know, so even, you know, Michael Savage is in our camp, and this is a serious issue, but we'll get through it. Put your mask on, everybody, okay?
All right. Well, Paul, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Stuart in Florida. Hello, Stuart. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine.
Yeah, good. Just on the last point, this is a hoax. I hate to tell Paul, because the numbers aren't there. Okay, it's less severe than the flu from last year, and the so-called deaths from coronavirus are being heavily manipulated. Doctors can list it as a coronavirus, even if it's influenza or some other disease. So it's a hoax. Okay, you got it, Dustin. It's a hoax. But you can wear your mask if you want. Okay. Now, as far as China goes, and who's responsible? If anything, it's the United States that's more likely responsible. More of the evidence points to the United States. And in fact, there was a Taiwanese and Japanese virologist, who said as much. Here's some of the details. Last summer, there was an outbreak of corona-type virus around the Fort Detrick, Maryland site, to the point where it had to be closed down temporarily in August. Okay? Then you had a so-called vaping illness, which was similar characteristics. Okay? That was around September or so. Could have been August. And as was pointed out, we were funding the research in Wuhan. So, you know, it looks like a nice little setup if you wanted to blame China. And then, of course, there was Event 201, which suggests that maybe there was foreknowledge of what was going on. Kind of like the drills that seem to go on a couple of weeks or a couple of months before a mass shooting event. Now, you may have seen also that Fauci, back in January of 2017, he was saying that, well, Trump is going to face a major outbreak of, I forget how he put it, but he did, I believe he did use the word pandemic. Now, this was in 2017. And Fauci is connected with Gates and the whole, you know, and I think most people know what that's about. And, you know, the thing is this, this works on a number of levels, all to the benefit of the people we don't like. The oligarchy, it helps set up a police state in this country. It helps generate animosity towards China. I know I should have wrote some of the other ones down, but those are two of the big ones. Now, one thing that's a little bit disturbing I heard today on Sean Hannity, and I don't know if they would try to do it. They would be cutting their own throats, I think, because nobody would want to invest in U.S. treasuries. But he's floating the idea that, well, China's responsible and we shouldn't pay our debt to them. Well, that would remove a lot of restraint on China from becoming a little more physical when we bully our way around the South China Sea. So that's pretty dangerous. And
yes, it is.
You know, the final point I wanted to make, unrelated, is I saw today about how there were reports about a so-called, shadow government around Biden.
Yes.
And given the fact that Trump didn't clean up the electoral process and they could use this coronavirus as a way to have mail-in votes, they could get rid of Trump and hit the ground running with their program with all their people in place. So anyway, that's all I want to
add. Yeah, but Obama tried that and it didn't work out very well.
Yeah. How do you mean that?
Well, Obama had this shadow government that was formed, you know, to try and derail Trump's campaign. And after Trump won the election in 2016, to try and find some way to eject him from office. That was a shadow government.
But in this case, I was thinking more along the lines of kind of what you've mentioned often is, you know, they're going to try to steal the election and, you know, and get in that way, as opposed from, you know, do the whole process before or during the election instead of after the election.
Now, there's no question there's going to be a lot of election fraud this November.
Yeah. So, you know, that was it. So, anyway, thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. I don't have quite the beautiful lobby that a lot of your people have, but I do have experience and knowledge. Just want to remind people that we are the great investors into the biological threats to our businesses that are settled right there in China. The greatest investor in Chinese labor is the U.S. pharmaceutical complex. We have more drugs produced in China and other products produced in China. In fact, I was involved with particle board and the sheetrock that was coming out of China that was toxic with formaldehyde. I was on the phone all the time with John Huntsman, the ambassador, checking to see what things would interfere with the production. And possibly, of course, in medical production, you got to worry about the contaminants. So there's a high interest in what's happening in that area. And we've done this all over in the world, in pathology, virology, bacteriology, you know, biological issues. We have this love affair between military, industry, and pharmaceutical. And so that laboratory, I know, was an operation by the United States corporations so that they would be aware of the infections endemic to that area that might interfere with our production. We're the big buyers of their products, so we want to know what's at risk. It's like when we sent men down to build the Panama Canal. We were unaware of the problem with malaria. Men died. That was bad for business, bad for the investment. So the people in medicine or in pharmaceuticals, and I have a lot of men around me right here that are basically freaked out because their production is dead. They're in China. I mean, 2 months ago, they were bragging as we'd be sitting down in a little group about how well they were doing because they got that profit margin, you know, because they were producing in China cheap and then selling high here. So we have an investment. We are the lab operators. In fact, many of those lab technicians were trained in America.
Yes.
So the previous two callers hit it right on the head. It's U.S. investments. It's the military-industrial pharmaceutical complex that was operating that lab to make sure they knew what the risks were for our product and the producers of our product were in that area. That's what I want to tell you. I mean, I've had experience in that area, too. I know what we're doing. Like I say, I was involved with the production of the materials for those FEMA trailers through John Huntsman over there. He and I were on Skype face-to-face many times. I said, we got to find out what's going to impair the production of our product. Well, that's the same thing with the pharmaceutical complex. They want to know. They don't want to have a Panama Canal event. So all over the world, we have labs, we have technicians, we have investigators. And it's just like when we are cooperating with Russia in the space station. You know, in science, there is no national borders. There is only the efforts or the common interest of each scientist, whether they are from Russia, Poland, India. I mean, we all get together, and it's like we don't have any national borders. All we're worried about is the project. And I can see what happened there. I had an experience when I was working my lab up here in Utah where a student that I was working with happened to tip over a Petri dish, and he and I both got splattered. And within 4 days, we were in hospital for 3 weeks. So I can see the possibility of a lab, accident.
Yes.
But blaming it on the Chinese is like blaming him on, you know, the scapegoat. We're the ones that are investing into all that biological investigation. And it's not warfare. We want to make sure we know what risks are presented to our production and the people who are in our production. And China is our warehouse. It is our manufacturing complex. I think, what's his name, Eisenhower would say, instead of saying, beware of the, you know, the military-industrial complex, he would have expanded out military-industrial medicinal or medical complex or pharmaceutical complex. That's exactly what we were doing in Wuhan. Anyway, thanks, Mike. You do a good job.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, Tom. We're going to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. We got a few more callers waiting on the line. And, of course, at the top of the hour, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us for hour number two. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go right back to the phones and try and get to these phone calls before the top of the hour. Mark in North Carolina, hello. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Mike, what's going on? Hey, sorry, I was doing something. I just heard, you know, a couple of callers, including my good buddy there, Ron. Let me just give you out my YouTube channel, okay? I gave it out before in this channel. I have gotten a few people from your fans. My name is Mark, M-A-R-K. Last name is S-C-H, two E's and an R. And you'll see that circle there with my picture and my ugly mug in there. I'm wearing a hat and sunglasses. All right? So that would be it. I've got quite a few subscribers, more than I thought I would get. Anyway, listen, anybody who thinks you're going to bomb China and get away with it, like Ron said, this is not Iraq, not Afghanistan, okay? We're talking about a major superpower. Now, I don't believe that we could defeat China one-on-one in a conventional war, even. Our military is demoralized. The Chinese, people don't understand, the Chinese are very proud people, very nationalistic, and they've built up that nation quite a bit. And remember, we couldn't defeat them back in the Korean War. That was how many years ago? And they were just getting started at that time, and they held us to a standstill. So anybody who thinks we're just going to go in there and do an Iraq-type deal, uh-uh. And, of course, Russia could very likely get involved, and it very likely would be the end of the planet by the time it's finished. And I don't blame China for this, okay? I don't think they released biological weapon on us. It makes no sense for them to destroy their own economy and kill their own people by dropping this bomb on themselves first. And they go, I think if it is a biological weapon, you want to bomb somebody, you want to send the B-52s over there, send them over to Fort Detrick, or maybe to Bill Gates, in Seattle, Microsoft, or Silicon Valley. Send the B-52s over there, because I think if it is a biological weapon, that's where it was created. Now, I'm kind of up in the air. I still think it may be a biological weapon, it may not be. But it wasn't done purposely by China. Why would they? It makes no sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense at all.
If they're going to unleash it on themselves, you know? Like I said, these people who arrogantly think we can go to war with anybody we feel like, those days are over, folks. Those days are over. China is very much a superpower. Okay? They're a fully nuclear-equipped nation. They've got the ability to bomb us to smithereens, as we have, by the way, the ability to bomb them to smithereens. And again, there's always the chance Russia gets involved, and then, of course, probably Pakistan and India would start hurling bombs at each other. Israel would get involved somehow. Iran would get involved. There would probably be destruction of the world, of the planet. Okay? Well, at least we'd get rid of the coronavirus that way, because there'd be nobody to get it.
No, I bet you the virus would survive. Anyway, Mark, I got to let you go. We're going to take a break for station identification, and we'll be back with hour number two after these few words.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.